I experienced a powerful depression a few years ago. Would come home after church and sit in the dark and weep. I wasn't even sure why I was crying. I had lost my joy. I realized that I didn't know who I was, apart from the roles I fulfilled: husband, father, son, brother, pastor, bishop, businessman, employer, on and on. But who was I? Where was that vitally alive part of me that so longed to engage and cherish each day? It felt buried under a mountain of quicksand, sucked up in the endless responsibilities and overwhelming opportunities of my life, consumed by the multiple roles that had replaced who I was at the core of my being. I felt like a mound of papier-mâché that I've seen my kids use with their artistic endeavors. Each role and responsibility became another glue-soaked sheet of paper caked onto the one before it, until the original form had lost its shape. And I didn't know how to break out of this cocoon of imprisonment. Didn't know how to ask for help. I only knew that the water was boiling and that my soul was seared with scorching pain, and that my cries were inaudible to human ears. As Jim Baker related how he felt like one of the fish in the overheated tank, I reflected on my own life and considered other seasons when I'd felt the water temperature rise. Like so many men, my father never taught me how to